Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. We thank you for tuning in on any one of our radio stations, whether it's Your Country 103.9 KGRT, today's hottest music, Hot 103, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader, or Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. We have a special guest joining us in the studio today. Excited to welcome him into the studio, ready to get us up to date. I mean, this guy is here. It seems like every other week, we keep you busy, don't we, Bill?
You got to put me on the payroll.
Well, I mean, at this point, I think we're headed that direction. Joining us from the Bureau of Land Management, of course, we got a good friend, Bill, with us. How's it going, sir? Of course, some news that you brought our way, especially as we're starting to see those temperatures heat up out there.
Yeah, heat up's an understatement. Buenos dias to all the listeners out there, as always. I just wanted to come with some important news.
Okay.
It's hot news, and you can see where this is going. The BLM, as effective May 23rd, will implement fire restrictions.
Okay.
And we're hoping this will reduce the risk of wildfire on public lands. Now, this is unique because it's going to be in Albuquerque and the Las Cruces District. So what that means is all public lands in Bernalillo, Catron, Cibola, Dona Ana, Hidalgo, Grant, Luna, McKinley, Otero, Sandoval, Sierra, Socorro, Torrance, and Valencia counties are affected by this fire restriction.
Wow, that's a lot of counties. If you look at just looking at the list right
two
now,
big districts.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely a lot for if you think about these fire restrictions. But there's also so many. Those are some of the excuse my pun here, hot spots for people to go and travel throughout those areas.
That's correct. And, you know, see, the ongoing droughts that we've had throughout the state, you know, that's led, as well as the low snowpack from this past winter, that impacts the vegetation here in the southwest and west central portions of the state. So we expect the fire danger to remain elevated in these areas, at least until we get those great monsoon moisture.
And usually that doesn't happen till around close to 4th of July.
I hope it comes sooner than later.
We need it to show up sooner. Only reason I know whenever it is monsoon season is when we're getting ready for the electric light parade here in town. And as you're getting ready to put together your float and the rains show up as you're putting this together, that's when you know it's officially monsoon season. So I agree with you. I hope those monsoons come just a little bit sooner than they usually do.
So, you know, we're kind of asking the public's cooperation to try to prevent new fire starts. And with these fire restrictions, there's a let people know what is prohibited. This is very important. You cannot build, maintain, attend, or use a fire, campfire, charcoal fire, a coal fire, or even a wood stove other than what is in a developed campsite or picnic area. So unless there is an actual designated pit for a campfire or a grill area in a picnic area, you cannot have any type of fire.
Okay.
Smoking is also prohibited, except in an enclosed vehicle or building, or unless you're in an area where there's at least 3 feet in diameter all the way around you that is barren and free of flammable materials. So no smoking on public lands, in other words, during these restrictions. There is a statewide order that was issued in January, and that still is in effect. That affects all possession, discharging, or use of any kind of firework or pyrotechnic or incendiary device, including the exploding target, on BLM lands.
Okay.
Now, violators of these prohibitions are punishable by a fine of up to $100,000 and imprisonment for up to 12 months or both. So if you are caught and it's investigated at the start of a fire, restitution for the total cost of that suppression of the fire or the damage that was caused by it will be borne by the violator. So, you know, we appreciate the public's cooperation. We want to help minimize the number of human-caused wildfires. We can't do anything with the lightning fires, mm-hmm. you know, but battle them like we're doing right now in Pina Peak outside of the city of Hatch. But what we're asking people to do is to be cognizant of where they're at. Be smart. You know, this is your public lands. Help us maintain them and keep them your public lands. And so, you know, we want to prevent these new fire starts, and we're asking the public's appreciation to help us to reduce any human-caused wildfire.
And, of course, if you're just joining us this morning, we are, of course, talking to our friends from the U.S. Department of Bureau of Land Management. And, of course, we're talking about those implemented fire restrictions across public lands. Bill, again, let's recap as far as the affected areas, because that's the one thing that I'm looking at this, and it is quite a stretch of land as far as, and quite a bit of counties that this impacts. And, of course, for those that are listening, there's several counties that can get our reach as far as listening to us this morning. And I feel it's very crucial for those counties to know just exactly who is implemented, and, you know, just so that way they're aware of these fire restrictions.
Yes, because like I said at the beginning, this covers Albuquerque and Las Cruces district offices. So that means the counties of Bernalillo, Catron, Cibola, Dona Ana, Hidalgo, Grant, Luna, McKinley, Otero, Sandoval, Sierra, Socorro, Torrance, and Valencia counties, okay, effective May 23rd, now fall under fire restrictions.
Okay, and so once again, that reminder, and of course, this information, we're going to make sure to have it on our websites as well. For those that are tuning in, they will be able to stay up to date. If there's anything they missed, they will make sure to get you up to date. Anything else we have going on? I know, thank you so much, by the way, for bringing us this info. I know there's so much stuff that we could be talking over, which we have many visits in the future that we'll be having. But of course, I know this was a big one that was coming down that was implemented, I believe, starting today.
Starting today, that's correct.
Okay, so starting today, and for those, again,
if people want more information, they can always call the Albuquerque District Office or our Las Cruces District Office, or they can go online to www.nmfireinfo.com, and you can look up all the fire restrictions throughout the state, as well as update. That's where we provide updates on ongoing fires that are being battled, as well as prevention tips for your household and things of that nature.
And also just the safety, especially if you're out at the public lands. You want to make sure that you're taking all safety measures to make sure that you and other fellow enjoyers of our public lands are all safe, and that we're making sure we're following these fire restrictions. So, of course, like I said, thank you so much for stopping by and letting us know about the implemented fire restrictions. And I look forward to our next visit, because I know next time that you join us, we got a couple things that we need to talk about for the month of June. Can you believe it? We're already getting into June in just
half
a few days.
The year is almost gone.
I know.
What's going on here?
And it was just like, you were just here recently. I mean, we were just going over the last bit of some of the stuff that we had going on in May. But now we're getting ready to break everything down for the month of June. So you're right. We're halfway through 2025, and it's just a lot to look forward to. But again, of course, you'll be joining us again in a couple of days. To get us up to date with everything else that's going on. So again, thank you so much for stopping by and being
always
on the show
a pleasure.
With us. Of course, you can follow us today on any one of our radio stations, Your Country 103.9 KGRT, Hot 103, Today's Hottest Music, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader, as well as Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. My name is Joey Hernandez from Mesilla Valley Better Together.